Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of DFC, Drunk Film Commentary. I am JTB.
And I'm Justin Tom.
And I'm Danny.
Welcome back, Danny.
Thank you.
How are we doing today?
I'm still a little under the weather, but I'm feeling a lot better than I was last week.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I mean, we missed you.
Well, I missed you guys. Yeah. You mean Sarah didn't do a good job?
No, Sarah sucked.
Oh. Okay, I can give you that. I heard, and I know she flaked out at the end, and yeah. All that great stuff. Sorry, guys.
It was fun. Passion of Christ was a good time. So I'd like to welcome all our new listeners from all over. We got quite a few people from all over.
We got a Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Some UK, some Canada, so it's cool. Drop us a line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Or you can tweet us at timeshares, that's T-Y-M-S-H-A-R-E-S.
We're on...
Oh, you made one?
Yeah, a while back.
Oh, I don't remember what it was called then.
I think it's Drunk Film Commentary.
Oh, well, I'm going to try that one.
We don't use our Twitter very often.
No. More than likely on the Facebooks.
We're on a lot of Facebooks, lots of Facebooks, so check us out on there. And today we're doing Empire Records. So, 1995.
Yes, the year I graduated.
Oh, I was six.
Shut up.
So, let's get this movie started. Is this movie streaming at all just in time? That's your job, right?
No, I just downloaded it.
So, we're going to press play now.
Cue it up.
I'll bring the music down, I guess.
Yeah.
This movie is 90 minutes long.
No, it's longer than that, actually.
Not according to the stuff I got right here.
Oh. Yeah, it's like 145 from start to finish.
Yeah, it's more like that.
Oh, it says running time, 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So, Danielle, tell us about this movie.
What can I say? It's the 90s version of The Breakfast Club, but it takes place in a record store. It really is. You know, it was really a bomb at the box office. It only made $300,000.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like at the But it wasn't released in many theaters, though. It was released in 187.
That's nothing.
Yeah, and the other one movies had like 1,500 or something like that, so...
However, it did win the ASCAP award for most performed songs of a motion picture.
Say that again. What did it do?
Most performed songs of a motion picture.
Really?
From a motion picture. It had the most songs. Oh. And it had 50 songs in this movie.
That's some good stuff. But we're starting out. There's Renee Zellweger there.
Yep.
And that was, what is his name, Lucas here?
Lucas.
Yeah.
And he was Slater from Dazed and Confused.
I don't like Lucas. That guy's a douche.
He's not my favorite.
No, that guy's a fucking douchebag.
I like him.
He stole the fucking money.
He's a fucking moron.
Just a fucking idiot. Yeah.
He was trying to help.
So, Justin, what was your first time ever seeing Empire Records? Tell us about your history of this.
See, the first time I ever saw it, I had to have been a freshman. So let's see, the year was 2004?
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, I just watched it with some older kids while we smoked some pot.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, the chick that we were smoking pot with got in a car accident and died.
Oh, wow, that's...
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
People do that.
Yeah, it happens.
All right, well that was a real bright note to start us off with.
If I'm depressed, everyone's going to be depressed.
Yeah, I guess.
But no, we watched it. I liked it. It was cool, whatever. I watched it a couple more times. Actually, I bought it on VHS for like $1 because my buddy used to work at the Hollywood Video in town.
Okay.
So he was, hey, they're getting rid of this. I bought like, 50 movies.
That's how I got Train Spotting and all of them. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you don't see many video stores around anymore.
No, not really.
I got one in my apartment.
Yeah, you got the VHS too, don't you?
Yep.
That's crazy.
A wall full.
Yeah, it is
a wall
full.
What about you? When was the first time you've seen it?
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
I probably saw it when it came on video. People were talking about it. I don't really remember it much, and I saw it again maybe a year ago or so. And I didn't pay much attention. And I saw it again. Yep. It came out at the same time as, like Clerks and Slacker and a lot of the other, 90s, hip fucking type movies.
Yeah.
And I didn't think this was on par with some of the other ones.
Yeah, I don't think it really holds up against, like, a, you know, Clerks or whatever.
Well, my problem with the movie is that I don't really like these people. I really hate this Lucas guy. He's the worst one. If my employee did it to me, I'd... he'd be gone for one, for leave.
Well, and yeah. now later on in the movie, you find out that Joe is actually his foster father. He kind of took him in.
Oh, dear.
And so that's why... I mean, he knows Lucas is a fuck-up, but that's why he trusted him, and then...
He was basically saying, you're not going to fuck me over.
Right.
The first day that he lets him do it.
And the first thing he opens with is, count the money twice, write the slip twice, stay away from my beer, my drumsticks, and my cigars.
And he's doing everything.
And he lets a woman in after midnight. I can only assume they have sex.
Chick, yeah, some married chick. That was weird. That seemed like...
Was a scene that was cut that shows her husband coming in.
Okay.
But...
That would have made a little sense,
But yeah, so you can...
see in the paperwork for the... Music Town, yeah.
It has the cellophane paper that goes over it. This is what it could look like. This is so cartoonish. It's kind
of weird. Yeah.
I never seen anyone actually do that.
That's a move I've only ever seen in... I saw it in a presentation about dinosaurs at the museum.
In the immortal words of the Doors, the time to hesitate is through. This movie does have great quotes, though, from it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the things I think a lot of 90s kids liked was it had the quotes.
Yeah.
Things that you can laugh about and say, yeah, that totally fits in. And 90s kids were more of the kids that used movies or movie quotes as things to say to each other, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've had whole conversations that are just...
Well, yeah, you can quote from everything and just keep that whole conversation going with quotes.
But he arrives in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's Trump Plaza.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, all right, cool, this is going to get good. And he doesn't even play it well. He's a total douche. He makes two bets and loses all the money.
Yeah.
Come on.
He also leaves his keys in his motorcycle when he gets
home. He's a total fucking idiot. Total idiot.
Yeah, and doesn't he, like, buy the table a round of drinks, too?
No. He says he's going to.
Oh, yeah,
the second one. Yeah.
Yeah, but he loses on the big roll.
I think...
And he's got this touch. He hits this one machine, and quarters come out. Oh, my God. And he calls the roulette number.
He probably wanted, like, $8.
He calls the roulette number on this one. So I'm like, what, is this guy a Jedi or something?
he's feeling lucky. He wants to help his boss out, who's the guy that took him in when he needed someone. He doesn't want to lose Empire Records to it being
Tower Records.
Yeah, Motown. What was it? I don't even know at this point. Whatever.
Yeah, I was calling it Tower, but actually, this movie was written by a Tower employee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone who worked at an actual record store.
Huh.
I read that line. Huh?
Yeah, Carol, what's her name?
Hyken?
I know it's directed by the same guy who did Pulp the Volume, but Christian Slater, like 1990. And that's about all he did. Then he kind of fell off the face of the earth, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's doing Nabisco commercials now.
Something
to the like.
I kind of miss commercials. I haven't had a real TV in a while.
Oh. We get them on Hulu.
Yeah.
This is where Lucas basically breaks it down of, if he wins, then he's saving the place that he works at.
18,000, that's all?
Well, he's betting 18,000, yeah.
Okay. So he's going to have, what, 36,000?
No, more than that.
Well, didn't he start with 9?
Started with 9, he doubled it, yeah.
So would that double that? Would that be 36?
Oh, yeah, that depends on how he bets it.
Oh, I guess. At least he has a lot of rides, so it's the same bet.
Well, then, yeah.
And he ends up with Snake Eyes.
You ever play craps?
Huh?
You ever play craps?
Not really.
No.
Next time I'm in Vegas, I'm going to go to the Teach Me How to Do It thing.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I had a crazy night.
Yeah? Let's hear your crap story.
Oh, I was with some crazy Mexican stripper... Ultimate Fighter or something, I don't know.
What the fuck?
But yeah, we were hanging out.
Oh, that sounds like a story in itself.
She was in a cowboy hat, and she wanted to try craps, so we went over and played some craps.
Oh.
And went back up to the hotel room, and Nate and Allie were there, and they just got engaged.
Oh.
My friends I shared a room with got engaged, and I came in with this fucking Mexican chick, and the four of us hung out, and, you know, we had to leave the next morning, so we're like, pack up our stuff to get ready to go to Vegas, to go home the next morning, and she's trying to get us to give her a ride We had a rental car. She's like, can you give me a ride back to my place? It's, because if I take a cab, it takes an hour. And I said, no, sorry. Ditched her out, and we just left. And we saw her down at the bar, like, talking to some other dude. I'm like, oh, whatever. It was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't, you know, we had a good time. But, yeah, that was Vegas. So, how did we get on Vegas?
Huh?
How did we get on that?
You brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh, craps.
Yeah.
Craps is how it started.
Yeah.
And AJ and Mark saw Lucas sleeping.
Yeah, he was sleeping on his motorcycle.
And he basically apologized and leaves.
How many employees do they have working here? It's,
I know, right? I always thought that. I was like, are they actually all working, or are some of them just hanging out there on their day?
I thought maybe they're there because it's Rex Manning Day.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, is that a spoiler?
No. Mark answers the phone and gives Joe the phone of, it's the bank, the deposit never made it, and then the other phone rings.
I used to work on a record store. It wasn't as cool looking as this one.
I know, this would be a sweet place to work. I would fight hard to save that place.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you see the Dazed and Confused sticker on the front of the register?
Yeah. There's a lot of people in this movie that were in Dazed and Confused.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of crossover here.
Yeah. I don't have that in front of me, but there were a few.
Rory Cochran was Lucas. Renee Zellweger was.
Oh, yeah.
She was in it. She was uncredited. She was completely uncredited. She was just the chick in the blue truck.
Hmm. That's fair.
That sounds like about her entire role.
Yeah.
Have you seen her lately?
Oh, God.
She doesn't look like her.
No, she looks like a totally different person. And she looks old, too. She doesn't look like a young, different person.
Yeah, she looks like
a 40-something-year-old, totally different fucking chick.
Yeah. Like, she paralleled in ages.
That's just crazy. I didn't even recognize her. I'm like, that's no way that's her. Oh, here comes Liv Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah, I like what she's wearing today. That's a nice little outfit. But Renee Zellweger, what do you think of her?
She always kind of annoyed me.
What other movies has she been in besides the Bridget Jones things?
Oh, there's those.
She's in, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yeah. The Next Generation.
And then there's, like, Nurse Betty and Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh.
Yeah.
And everyone else she dated, she kind of did a movie with.
She's in a lot of shit.
I guess they're doing another one, Bridget Jones. Jones's baby or something like that?
Really?
That's what I heard.
God. I don't know if I could look at that face for an hour and a half.
But Liv Tyler said she's putting out for this Rex Manning guy.
Because she was a virgin.
Yeah.
Now, who is Rex Manning, Dan?
He's a singer. Sexy Rexy.
He's the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you, like, associate with him with real life?
Me, like, personally?
Well, I mean, what kind of level of star is he? Is he like a Barry Manilow coming in?
I mean, that's what I was thinking. It was somewhere like that, or like a Neil Diamond or something.
Neil Diamond, I would say.
Yeah. I was thinking more like George Michael or something, but not gay, I guess. But back when, before George Michael said he was gay?
Yeah.
Or like,
you'd still get the flocks of people.
Or like Rick Astley, never gonna give you up.
You know, he came out with a new album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got that?
No.
Damn. What's wrong with you?
No, I just saw someone buy it on the internet, and I was like, oh.
Well, I wouldn't buy it either.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool, good for him.
I wouldn't buy his old one.
He's trying to ride the Rickroll now, instead of when it was popular.
Like 10 years back?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. What about Liv Tyler? What do you think of her?
Liv Tyler? Yeah. Ho, ho. Mm-hmm. Her in the movie with the midgets.
Movie with the midgets?
The Hobbits.
Oh,
Lord,
yeah.
Of the Rings?
Yeah. Wasn't that, she?
Oh, those movies? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You mean not in Jersey Girl?
I liked her in Jersey Girl. I liked her in the band movie, too.
Which one?
The Beatles band. They weren't the Beatles, but they were a movie. They were like a band like the Beatles.
Oh, I'm there.
Tom Hanks was like their manager.
Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know what that one is.
What's that called? I don't know. I'm sure everyone's yelling at us, saying,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Dumbass.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you can send us hate mail if you want.
Where to?
Drunkfilmcommentary@gmail.com.
No, Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. I always fuck that up. Who the fuck uses Yahoo?
Drunkfilmcommentary, I guess. Who the fuck uses Gmail?
Those guys suck.
That's what I heard.
But anyway, so you see they're all kind of, you know, they're all friends, and it's his turn to pick the music, and no one likes his music.
And then everyone gets a veto, I guess. They only get one a day. Kind of an impression?
Yeah.
And it's funny because the only times you see the vetoes used...
Vetoes.
Well, the only time you see the vetoes used is when Mark picks music.
That would be me. People use their veto. I remember when I was in at college, in like art class and stuff, it'd be like you certain people had to pick music that day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My day, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck you, Jason.
What's this on, Mr. Bungle? I picked some nice, like Misfits or something like that. I'm like, hey, this is all right. Or Descendants and things like that. But
see, I would just do, like, Elton John. Be an asshole. Like,
and there's
day,
the first
album.
Veto. AJ was the first veto.
He says the music's going to make him sterile.
And Mark says, maybe I want to be sterile.
You know,
like
that kid. He's kind
like of arguing with Jason.
Yeah.
That kid, no, that kid's a moron.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of these kids are fucking morons. They're hard to like, some of them. I don't know.
I like the Mark. I like him. He's cool. And then that's the one that was just playing the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's Rusty, right?
Yes.
Okay. In Vegas Vacation?
Oh, you're talking, okay.
Rusty Griswold?
Yeah, I was on a whole different page.
Okay.
Yeah, Vegas Vacation.
How long, that was like 97 or so, wasn't it? Do you have the year on that?
I don't have the year on it, but yes, I believe it was, actually.
Somewhere, yeah, I think it was 97. I got all these, put all these papers in front of me, I never look at any of them.
I'm just saying, just the way he's dressed reminds me of Neil Diamond.
Yeah, 97. Rusty was also in Walking Dead. It was earlier this year.
Oh.
He had one of those parts where he was the new guy that went with the group out on an adventure, so he knew he was going to die. like the old Star Trek syndrome. We had all the heroes and then...
The wretched.
Man number two. So...
Yeah, there's the guy that dies and then Kirk kills him.
But, David, is that his name?
Mark?
The name of the movie? Mark.
Yeah, Mark's a cool guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's also the one who's done the most with his career since this.
He was in a Freaky Links, too.
Yes. But he's been on, I mean, a lot of television shows where he was in for a season or, you know. But he's the one who's done the most.
Yeah.
So he's died a lot.
That's my boy.
I mean, even more than Renee Zellweger, even more than Liv Tyler, even more, like...
Whoa.
Yeah, he's got more acting parts.
I don't know. I think Liv Tyler's done.
Liv Tyler's done better work.
Well, she's done more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if she's
probably
a better one
helps when who your dad and your mom are, you know.
Who's her mom?
BB...
BB-8?
No.
BB King?
She was a, dick. Not a dick.
BB... That's the only two BBs I can think of.
Butterfinger BBs?
No, BB Buell. She's a former model. She's a Playboy Playmate of the Month. She was also basically known for being a groupie.
Oh, cool.
And
Penny Lane sort of deal, huh?
That's, yeah, and that's where...
That's where Liv came from, huh?
In fact, in this, at this time that this was being filmed, Burko, which we haven't met yet in the movie, but he's played by Coyote Shivers, and
he's the old dude.
And he's actually married to Liv Tyler's mom during this filming.
Oh.
So she played a character with her stepdad, who lied, who totally lied about his age to get the part because they wanted to hire a teenager to play his role, but yet they hired him because he said, no, I'm younger. And they said, okay.
Well, at least they're not banging in the movie or anything.
No.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, they just work together.
But I just want to go back one sec.
Yeah.
Who the fuck names their kid Coyote Shiver?
He's from Canada.
He probably took that name when he got to L.A.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, call me Coyote, man. I'm cool. I ride my motorcycle.
And I totally couldn't even pronounce it wrong. It could have been Coyote. I don't know. Depends on what part of the north or south you're from. I don't know.
What part of Canada you're from, eh?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
Is he really Canadian?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. I thought you just made that up.
No, like, he is.
I don't know. That's an act. That's a verb. A Coyote Shiver.
He ended up writing the theme song for Kids in the Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did? Coyote Shivers?
Yes, he did.
That's wild.
So he was in that band? The Shadowy Men? Or
he was.
What's that? What's the band called?
Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
How cool. That?
That's a good piece of info there.
Yep. Look at that.
I used to always get that song in Pipeline confused, the old Venture song. They're kind of similar.
I don't know the other song you're talking about.
Uh-oh, Lucas showed up.
Oh, fucking Lucas.
He's dead.
Mark just told Joe what Lucas did and then sent AJ to go find Lucas.
He comes back.
Drops off of the ceiling.
But he's got a buck and a quarters with him.
He had those on his motorcycle, to be fair. In the beginning, he had them stuck in the lines.
Okay. After he left Atlantic City?
Yeah, they didn't show that he had won any money, but...
Well, there's some quarters in there, you know.
Yeah, when they woke him up in the alley, he had that bucket in the handlebars.
Okay.
Of his motorcycle.
So, but he's carrying around Lasser's money, I guess, huh?
That's the last of Joe's money.
Yeah.
And Joe is pissed, by the way. I don't know if we've mentioned that.
Well, I think he probably blew it all, so he threw it all on the table.
He probably had 20 bucks in his pocket, and was like, well, let me try it on the slot.
Yeah.
And this is back when they gave you actual money instead of a paper receipt.
Yeah. So I was looking more up on Burko's character, and he was in Johnny Mnemonic, and then his movies went sky high from there.
Which one's Burko? He's the one, the Kids in the Hall guy?
Yeah, Coyote Shivers.
Coyote Shivers. he hasn't even showed up yet, has he?
He went from Johnny Mnemonic to Empire Records into Smut. Down and Out with the Dolls.
Wait, is that the one about Larry Flint?
Adult Video Store Customer.
No, that's the People versus Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Then he was in Girl in 3D, The Boys and Girls Guide to Getting Down, and Hollywood Sex Wars. So he's really...
So he does porn.
He has
built himself up in that.
Wow, this is Coyote, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, a name like that, I mean, I guess...
He better make the Coyote shiver.
But he looks old in this movie, too. I mean,
well, that's what she just said. He's like way older.
Yeah. But he said that he lied to get the part.
Yeah.
But I don't see that because I think he looks old. I don't know.
He was born in 65. So how old is he now?
Says he was 30 when this came out.
Yeah.
So probably 29 when they were filming. But yeah, this is when Joe's ready to beat his ass. But I guess he's foster dad.
He holds some restraint because, yeah.
Yeah, when
or that
when
was just an employee. Oh,
yeah. When you watch it, when they're doing Deborah's funeral, then he talks about it.
Well, and then this kid, he gives these smart ass fucking answers to him.
He doesn't seem remorseful. I would punch
somebody.
Doesn't
seem
in
like
the head.
He's really that sad that he did. He's like, oh well, yep, 9 grand. Sorry, yep, that happened.
Is it recirculating back?
I'm gonna
say no.
That's that shit. Yeah.
He is a fucking.
He's a fucking dick.
Yeah. I was looking for a better word.
He's a fucking dick.
And then there's Gina. And Gina's Corey's best friend, and she's the slut.
Oh, yeah, she's a slut. She's a crazy slut, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she crazy?
All right, we'll get to that later.
She ain't crazy. She knows what she's talking about.
She gets caught fucking our dude, and then she flips out on the chick.
Yep.
But she's a slut with feelings.
I really care about this guy when he's on top of
no,
me.
No, not that kind. She cares about her friend. She was just proving a point.
Yeah.
And besides, everybody knows that Liv Tyler's character, Corey, should not have been trying to sleep with fucking...
Rex Manning.
The old dude.
Yeah, because he's probably 40s, 30s.
In here, yeah. But it reminds me kind of like a Partridge Family kind of thing, you know, like it would have been Danny Bonaducci, is that his name? Like, he was so hot, look at the cover of him on
like
this. And then he shows up and he's...
Looks like with a Partridge guy, too.
And who I just said.
Well, I was thinking the other guy, the older kid.
Oh, David Cassidy.
Yeah.
I guess because I did Redhead, so that's...
He was more of the...
My bad.
I think David Cassidy was more of the heartthrob than Danny Bonaducci, but...
Sure. What about that Donny Osmond, though?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm reading... I was reading one of these fun facts about the movie.
Hold on one second. People are listening to these music on the headphones, and it's like they're doing ballet to it. This chick and then the other chick, too.
Yeah, the other one didn't make sense. Like, she should have been dancing.
She should have been doing something different.
I'm like, okay, one's doing it, but then the other one was doing it,
well,
too.
Well, and this one's got ballet shoes around her neck, you know? Yeah, that's just weird. I don't know.
The Asian chick's doing it.
Well, the Asian chick's probably listening to a Tai Chi thing.
I was going to say, maybe she's doing Tai Chi. Was that...
That's racist.
My bad.
And she just kicks up and does a little ballet thing.
Stereotypical.
Okay. So so they said the screenwriter, Carol Heikkinen? I don't know. It's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. Anyway, she based the script on her own time working at Tower Records, and it was kind of a tribute to Kurt Cobain.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no, I like the movie even less.
It was the same day that they found Kurt Cobain.
They picked that date.
Kurt Cobain's body. So, well, it says is a tribute to Kurt Cobain. That's what it says just, here from her. So, it was.
Well, it's just that part of it. That's the date.
Yeah.
The Rex Manning Day.
Oh,
now,
that's
about these pictures.
They had to pick a date to have it be. They picked the day that Kurt Cobain was died or his body was found or something.
Yeah, his body was found.
So,
I thought this was Madonna, but I guess it's not. I guess it's Gloria Estefan?
Yes. No.
Oh, I thought it was Madonna.
Yeah.
Nope. And in fact,
I thought it was a badly done Madonna.
If you see all of the pictures throughout here, like the paintings, and they start selling them at the end and all that shit, you see them all. AJ, the kid who plays AJ, who gets accepted to art school, that's kind of his thing. Johnny Whitworth.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually painted those.
Oh,
really?
He actually painted them.
Good for him. Good for you, AJ.
Way to go, AJ.
And apparently that building was actually there, and people would go in there to see it, and that Gloria Estefan picture was still on the back. That was the only one that was still there, and that's how people would know it was the building.
Okay. Cool. And there's Lucas on the couch.
He was told not to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he listens at least.
Well, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just saw Deborah pull up on her Vespa.
Mm-hmm.
And she was played by Robin Tooney, who was Sarah in The Craft.
Yeah, The Craft.
That's where she looks familiar.
Yeah.
From.
In fact, she started filming The Craft 2 months after this ended, and so she had a shaved head. So in The Craft, she actually has a wig on.
Oh, really? The Craft was after this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hmm.
They wanted Angelina Jolie tried out for the part of Deborah.
Oh, really?
And they made a comment of, you know, it would have been great because after seeing her in, like, Girl Interrupted and stuff, she would have been crazy great at that part. But she was a bit too much for director. Like, he was watching and he's like, no, we're not going to be able to hold that shit together. So we're going to say nix on that one. He actually looked at her for other parts and then was like,
no.
She's great for the crazy person, but she's too crazy for her, so no.
Wasn't Tobey Maguire, like, in, like, a scene or something?
He was. He was supposed to be Andre. He played another guy, Andre,
okay,
in here, and he was going through his drug and alcohol issue really bad this point, and they were having a party, a cast party or something, and don't quote me on that because I really can't find the story that I read on him.
It's on the record.
I don't have to quote you. I can just play you.
Thanks. And but he was found in the basement of the guy's house eating a bowl of cereal, and the guy talked to him a little bit and was like, so,
which guy talked to him?
I, that's what I was trying to find was who it was.
Wasn't it Rusty?
The director, Alan Moore.
Oh, I saw something about what Rusty was talking about.
They were forced to live, all the actors were forced to live in a beachfront properties next door to each other to create real friendships. But Tobey Maguire showed up, he felt aimless and blah, 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 and he consumed some psychotropic drugs and was found in the basement of Mole's beach house eating a giant bowl of cereal where they talked for several hours, and I probably shouldn't laugh because it's really sad, but that's when Tobey Maguire was like, look, dude, I gotta cut out. I can't be in the movie. I need to go get my shit together. And they said, yeah, go get your shit together.
Yeah.
And so he did.
Makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the Tyler showing her bra.
Ooh.
Well, not her bra. It's Gina's bra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was her lucky bra. And here's where Crazy Debbie's cutting her hair. Deborah, I should say.
Yeah. This
is weird.
You do that at work? Like, people just come in? And,
yeah.
Well, where they work, yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, obviously, look, some guy just stole fucking money. Some guy's talking to his boss about, I gotta tell her I love her by 1:37 p.m. And they start talking about it, find out that the boss's wife left him for another woman, and the other girlfriend made him leave the house by gunpoint. I mean,
well, logically, a store like that wouldn't have that much recreation space in the back.
Yeah.
You know, they have this whole big room they just kind of hang out in. And the, you
like
know.
There's a couch and a TV and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, they're supposed to be working, aren't they?
What
they?
Yeah, what?
See, it looks cute. Like, that was halfway shaved. I like that. All right. Oh, and she cuts the rest of it. But, yeah, all right. So it's all shaved. You ever shave your head, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone straight razor on it before.
Yeah?
I look weird. But I did it on a bet in high school.
Yeah. I have too. I found I have a scar on my head.
Oh?
Okay, stop touching things.
Hey.
Hey.
Danielle, you ever shave your head?
Half of it, yeah.
Yeah.
The underneath.
Yeah.
I have so much hair, nobody ever knew. In fact, in that picture, the ID that's on the fridge, I didn't have hair from, like, here down.
Yeah. I see the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep top of my hair really long? Yeah, I did.
Huh.
Well, we had the same haircut in high school.
Nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, boy.
So Deb comes out.
Yeah, they're all like, what the fuck, you just had hair.
Yeah, did you hear the razor going for the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, maybe not there. Those doors are probably soundproof.
Only in the bathroom?
Made of solid gold, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get to the sound issues in this place, too, a little later.
Yeah, the way this place is ran, I wouldn't put it too far past them. Got Fiji water on tap.
Yeah. And then, what'd she go? She goes into another bathroom, doesn't she?
No, she went into the back room to get her register.
Okay. Oh, in the counter. Oh, the counter room.
Yep. Yeah.
Where Rex gets it on. Hell yeah.
You know what this movie reminds me of? The penis movie.
Stop it.
Let's start that shit again.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't resist. Oh, he's not supposed to be off the couch.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I will say this. Pretty much all the characters in this movie are like, it's all about me. You know what I mean? They're all very self-centered.
Yeah, they're...
Well, they all have their crazy issue.
Yeah, and Joe's like, just shut the fuck up. Give me my money back.
Yeah, poor Joe. I really feel for that guy. He deals with all these fucking asshole kids. Motherfuckers.
That he could just fire.
He should.
I would.
I would, too.
I will say this. When I watched it again, being older now, and, like, actually watching it, I was like, man, this store cannot really... Like, it bugged me the whole time. I was just like, man.
First thing I would say is, like, half of you can go home because we don't need this many people working here today.
Yeah, you can show up half an hour before Rex does.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take you in then.
Yeah. Hang out for an hour if we need you.
That crowd is pretty sparse, too. I mean, you see different parts of the movie where there's nobody there.
Yeah.
We can get to that a little later, too, I guess, but...
Yeah, it's like... Nobody's out on the floor. Everybody's in the back. One person on a register.
Yeah.
And that's when it's full.
One person opening a box. That's it.
Yeah.
And them playing music.
But Gina and Deb are talking shit to each other.
Yeah, they're obviously from opposite social circles.
Yeah.
And Mark and his music again.
Suicidal. This is I Shot Reagan by Suicidal Tendencies.
Yep.
Nice.
Their first album, the best one. It's the case for most bands.
And Lucas.
And he's stuck on the couch.
Good. Fuck Lucas.
He is an asshole.
But he has to go to the bathroom.
Dan, you've seen this movie before, huh?
Just a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Hence it being my pick.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing this new format now.
Oh, yeah, I get to pick. Damn, yeah, man, one.
Oh, see how you are? I love when they do the close-up on that damn dog.
Yeah, I didn't get that. The dog was feeling the power. Oh, here comes a veto. I don't feel much. But.
And the second veto.
I'm just saying, do they just play one song, or is it the whole album?
It's whatever you want, I think, until somebody vetoes it, or it ends, or, you know.
Well, I'm saying it'd be one thing if you throw, like, the album on.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you just get one song, because always people going back and forth and need something to do, because they have nothing
And this
else.
Is Eddie.
So, just every time there's a new song, someone has to go up there and play something else.
This is Eddie.
I was Eddie playing was, a bunch of shit.
He was also in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
That's about it, though, yeah. He hasn't been in much else, has he?
His TV appearances, for sure.
Really? I don't think he's been in much.
I swear to God,
maybe I'm thinking of a guy that looks like him.
I told Jason, I swear to God, we sat by that guy on our way back from Iron Maiden. Some guy with a friend who was a big fat guy that was too drunk and couldn't hold his liquor on the bus.
Yeah.
And then the crazy dude that looked like him, and I was like, oh my God, that guy looks like the dude from Empire Records. Jason just looked at me and went, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah, old peasant. Yeah, well. But Boston has Trump set in his office. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, he's a Neil Perter. Well, and then there he is drawing again.
So what else is there about this movie? We know that it didn't do very well in the box office.
No, it did not.
But it came like a cult thing.
Yeah.
After video.
It's always not very exciting.
No,
it all takes
not.
Place in one room, basically.
And in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, only one business, but, you know, Clerks did the same thing.
And this is the part where...
They at least tried to make Gina, the money.
Gina starts having, like, an affair with the microphone, because she starts announcing things at random.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they're doing the money song.
And she says, Joe's money, right over it.
I'd be pissed if I was him.
Oh, yeah. Fucking A. $9,000?
Yeah.
That store made that in one day?
That's what I'm saying. Well, you gotta think, there was probably
a record,
starting
though.
Cash.
Yeah. Maybe 1,000.
Yeah.
No, but she wouldn't bring all that money to the bank, though.
Well, if you...
No, the deposit was 9,000.
I suppose,
so you have
yeah.
the starting cash the next day, too.
Yeah.
So that's like the, what you got from the bank.
What was it? $9,104. I counted it twice. No, nobody likes my jokes. Okay. I like the damn movie. Screw you guys.
I like the movie. Don't get me wrong. Oh, but now he's whipping out all the Music Town shit for him.
Oh, yeah.
Their aprons and their code of conduct. And
yeah, that's crazy.
It's very reminiscent of the scene in Dazed and Confused when he hands him the paper, you know, to be sober all summer.
Yeah.
Just burn
it and give it back.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Gotta make connections.
Dazed and Confused came before this, all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little, yeah. There's a card or something on the register. It says
yeah,
Dazed and Confused.
Sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the smiley face on it.
The stone smiley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a stone smiley, yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a while, either.
That's a good flick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick that one.
Oh, boy. That one's too close to this genre, I think.
Maybe I'll do Ernest Goes to Prison.
You did threaten us with that. Actually, you know, I saw... Where was that where I saw Ernest Goes
CD
to Camp?
CD Warehouse.
Yeah, yeah. They
Ernest Goes
right.
to CD Warehouse? That's kind of suck.
Hey, Ver, look at the DVD.
Wait,
we got 7 inches here.
Oh, man, I haven't watched an Ernest movie in a while.
Oh, man.
Oh, or Dorf?
No, that's not like a real movie, is it?
It's a real movie.
No, it's like a...
That's a bunch of skits.
Yeah, it's not really
yeah.
a movie. That's like one that's directed.
Well, no, there's like Dorf Goes Fishing.
That's like Girls Gone Wild.
What? How at all?
Because it was on TV and it was...
So?
It was an actual movie.
I think Dorf Goes Fishing is a real movie.
I really don't think so. Danny,
wait,
can you look that up for us?
His name is Dorf, right? We all know what I'm talking about. The guy
Tim Conway.
Is it Tim Conway?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Tim Conway on these. Okay, I'm going to win this bet then.
Sorry, I'm not 40-something.
What was I looking up?
Dorf Goes Fishing.
Tim Conway is Dorf.
Yes.
Dorf Goes Fishing.
Yes. Is that like a real movie, or is it like, does it have a plot? Because that might be my pick. But anyway, so
yeah,
so
this is
what
happens. He disappeared, Daniel. Here's the crowd, all the old ladies,
and then the one gay guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The token gay guy.
It's a hometown heart, a taste of soul, and some of the style says about the WrestleMania poster.
We mustn't dwell, not today.
The TV with a really long extension cord.
Yeah,
he's rolling this TV across the whole store.
For real, I was like, is it battery
plugged in and running? Which that doesn't make any sense.
You can move the TV anywhere.
Lucas
I want.
Is trying to get off the couch. I guess this is the funniest part he has, the whole thing with carries around the
pillow.
The pillow, the
yeah.
couch, yeah.
Oh shit.
Here's the shoplifter kid.
And that kid's been in other shit too.
It's Warren.
The fuck is a Warren?
He says his name is Warren
oh,
Beatty.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then at the end, he says, my name's not fucking Warren.
How's a kid know who Warren Beatty is? I guess Dick Tracy, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my only thing I can think of. Because I don't know. I didn't know Warren Beatty much.
I know the name.
Yeah.
That's I know the name more than what it does.
What else is he in?
Like if I know. I don't come to me for your Warren Beatty trivia.
No?
No. Not me.
I know he was...
I get him mixed up with Warren Buffett all the time.
I get him confused with Jimmy Buffett a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, that's a strange one.
That's like Jimmy
I get Jimmy Buffett mixed up with the China Buffet all the time.
The China Buffet, yeah, yeah.
And here's where Lucas is, like, doing the Mr. Rogers thing.
You know, taking his shoes off.
He's changing his shoes because he's watching the kid shoplifting.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what are the shoes?
He sat down to change his shoes into tennis shoes.
Yeah, because he had on loafers or whatever.
Yeah, this
yeah,
because
in the 90s, everyone carried around two pairs of shoes.
Right.
Well, they all, like, live here, obviously, so... Yeah. They probably their own dressers in the back somewhere.
They got a room. Posters on the wall.
Cot and shit, yeah.
I mean, it's not the nicest room, but it does the trick.
Well, shit, Burko lives in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In a shack. Yeah. Like, with no luck. It looks like an outhouse.
Yeah.
With posters on it.
What 90s is this?
Oh, here he goes running.
I remember it.
Here he goes running outside. And what does Luke do? He runs upstairs. Somehow he runs upstairs
to go out the
through
back.
The store around the back and catches him around the back.
Yeah, and he
why?
Jumps,
and there's a back door right there. Why didn't he go straight through the back door?
Yeah, and somehow he jumps from like two stories up.
Yeah, well, one story. I mean, it's like a two-story building, looks like.
And then the kid's running through, tackling everything.
Back into the record store.
Yeah, back through.
Through the door
in
that
in a very
Lucas should have ran through.
In a very Scooby-Doo-esque.
The same background's repeating.
And Renee Zellweger gets back on the mic again.
Yeah, she's doing her own commentary.
Yeah. She's commentating.
Wait, what?
She offers up? She says that they're going to catch him and deep fry him.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then serve him up to the first 100 customers.
Okay. Gotcha.
And here's the kid looking for him.
And he's sitting in someone's car.
Yeah, how does he get in the car like that?
And he's up high. Like, it must be a car dealership.
Oh.
See the thing next to it there?
But you don't see it again, though. That's
yeah, could we get, like, a wide-angle shot here? Everything's so tight and narrow.
Why
would they have a car in the back of a truck with the top down? Oh, here's Rex Manning shows up with Debbie. Or what's her name in the movie? It's Debbie Mazar.
Jane.
Is it Mazar or Mazar?
Yeah, I don't
fucking know.
It's Mazar, I think.
I've always said Mazer.
Mazar.
I don't really say the R.
Mazar.
I get her mixed up with lasers.
She wasn't in Bound, was she?
Hmm?
No.
No.
It was not her.
She was in Goodfellas, though.
Yeah.
She was her girl on the side.
The side chick is what they call it nowadays.
Oh, yeah, is that what they call it?
Yep.
Okay.
Side chick or side bitch.
But she's got those crazy, like, weird eyes.
Yeah. So that didn't really work for the people listening.
You should have seen he changed his eye color.
A morph.
He went, ooh, and his eyes color changed.
That's my superpower. I can change
Renee.
The color of my eyes.
Here's Renee in the apron.
No revealing clothing.
They're all trying, or she's trying to, you know, protest the uniform.
Yeah.
So she's wearing just the apron. Which, that had to have been a fun day on set.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
They show later on the chicks are wearing bras underneath. I'm like, why? Why would you have to wear a bra underneath that?
Because they wanted to.
Yeah. Well, you're showing a little side boob. I mean, not really.
Yeah. Sorry, I mean,
you don't really see anything on her. She's wearing underwear.
That one was probably tailored to her, and she probably has like the boob tape on to keep it on her boobs. And the other girls, if you see them when they're dancing and they have their arms all up, that you can see their bra, like.
Huh.
The apron's actually moving side to side, so...
Yeah, maybe.
I'm totally going to apologize for my sniffling right now, because that's all I hear is me going...
We all love the new album.
Yeah, that album sucks. I guarantee it.
Hey, come on. You heard that little piece of it.
Yeah, that song. That terrible, terrible song.
Yeah,
you know, they were only going to make 20 seconds of that video, like, just to have a little thing. They actually made a whole video.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I hope that's on the DVD.
It should be.
Should we watch it after this?
Sure.
I thought it was. I think it's the last one.
It might be. There were some extras. There were some deleted scenes on here. But, They take pictures of the shoplifters holding what they stole.
Playing Little Bastard in the background. I love that.
And they're getting a picture of him with Rex Manning.
It was Jennifer Tilly and Gina Gershon. That's who it was in Bound. And I couldn't remember their names to save my life. When you said it, I was like, God damn it.
Okay.
Sorry, it just came to me.
Jennifer Tilly is, yeah, who was second hand.
Yeah, and I was going to say The Bride of Chucky, and I can't remember her damn name, and
Jennifer Tilly's
I had to look it up.
She had a squeaky voice.
Yeah.
They don't really look much alike, so I guess we shouldn't really confuse them. I don't know. But Dave Mazar was in a couple other things, but she hasn't been in much lately, though.
No, not really lately. She's apparently in a TV series, but I've never heard
Batman
of
Forever.
It called Younger.
She was with, wasn't she with Drew Barrymore in Batman
Sugar
Forever?
And Spice?
Yeah.
She was Spice, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Lovelace.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good flick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll pick it.
Yeah.
Well. Da-na-na.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this
great,
is
the three of us sitting here
or
watching some weird
list,
porn. Yeah. Okay.
I am.
No. No.
You know, if we started at Anal Gangbangs 4, would that be okay? I can
no.
catch you up on the storyline.
How about okay. P Midget P?
Oh, God, no. I don't. Do you still have that DVD?
No, I haven't had it in years. I gave it to Nate.
Oh, does Nate still have it?
I don't know. I hope not. I think he gave it away to someone else, too. I told him he has to pass it on. You can't throw it away. You
pass
give,
the game on.
And you gotta, like, go to someone's house and leave it there.
I would do that.
Just slip in their DVD collection.
Here's...
Walk away. As I hope to happen to it, but I'm not sure. I don't know what happened to P. Midget P. We used to play it at the end of the night, crying clear out the parties.
Yeah.
4 in the morning, all right, putting in P. Midget P. And I realized I kind of attracted the weirdos. So.
They're like, oh, this is how they end every party? Sweet.
One
this
night, there was a chick that was there. There was one chick, and she was mad because I was playing P. Midget P. And she's, and I was like, I don't know why you should be offended. It's just midgets.
Midgets peeing.
But she's like, I don't feel comfortable. I was like, okay. I guess, looking back, yeah.
Yeah.
But... Okay, so what's going on? I'm sorry, we're getting off topic here.
Warren's being an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take some... Well, first they try to call the cops, and it doesn't go through. And then it seems like they wait forever until the cops finally show up.
Yeah, the cops take forever to show up.
Yeah.
And he's trying to pick up all the quarters that AJ glued to.
Yeah,
down.
That's funny. To watch an idiot like you, yeah. Why'd you lose quarters down, man?
I don't feel like I have to explain my art to you.
It's more like, so I can watch.
Most
so I can watch an idiot
like
you try to pick them up.
Yep.
Most artists are like that. They're a little pretentious about their art.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gotta be fun to make good art.
And I was clowning him for trying to steal Whitney Houston.
It's for my girlfriend, man.
You sure?
It is. But I didn't see any metal in there. All I saw was like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
You weren't really watching, though, when they were doing the flicks, though, were you? Because I wasn't, I mean.
Oh.
When they were doing the pictures of him, holding him up.
Yeah, I wasn't watching.
Yeah, Dr. Dre was on top most, but then the Snoop Dogg was on there a little bit.
Yeah.
I was trying to see a couple I couldn't really tell. But yeah, I look at a lot of the records on here and try to see what people are buying on. Later on, someone buys a Jesus Lee record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a pretty cool one that I own, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I saw him holding it, I was like, hey.
Hey, I got that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty cool. But speaking of music, with this, here's Rex Manning.
And he's kind of...
He's
kind of learning he's a little washed
Yeah,
up.
He's meeting his fans. And he's kind of a dick.
Well, he didn't like being there anyway. I mean, he's in a hole-in-the-wall record store in bumfuck Midwest of... Or that's what he called it, which... They're in Delaware.
Yeah.
Wait, they are in Delaware, aren't they?
Yeah, like an unnamed town, right? Just
yeah.
The chick was up singing to him.
I should mention, I first watched the movie in Delaware.
You wait, what?
Here he
I
is.
I first watched the movie in Delaware.
Oh, in Delaware. Yeah, you still
here's
in Delaware.
Burko.
Yeah.
There he
Burko
is.
Burko shows up, yeah.
Nobody.
They're all
punching
the clock.
He's the only one I've seen punch the clock.
No, the bald chick did.
Oh,
yeah,
she did too, didn't she? Why wouldn't everybody clock in? Except Lucas. I get why he didn't clock in.
He's asking about...
He's going to be working for free for a while.
He's asking about Deborah, and so you kind of get the gist of them telling her, you know, yeah, she shaved her head and has bandages on her wrist, and he does the whole, oh.
So that's the dude that wrote the Kids of the Hall of Fame, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like him a lot more now.
Now, right here is where I got confused with the movie. Like, I was with it up until here, okay? Which should say a lot. But she goes in here, into Joe's office, and she just starts, like, their BFFs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, all right, I gotta get out of here. I can't do this anymore. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, is this where she's gonna quit, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then tells him that she owes him and leaves.
We're pausing when we go to the roof, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our intermission's coming up pretty soon here, folks.
Okay.
Is it this one? I thought it was...
I think it's after... Well, no, it's after the boss... Yeah,
yeah,
no,
after
it, yeah,
the boss shows up, which is after this part. Anyway.
Yeah,
we'll get to
bit,
it.
We got a little bit. Yeah, after the song.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we just have to go through the song.
The song.
The song.
Yeah.
Where, what's his name?
Yeah, Debbie's
Anthony LaPaglia?
Yeah.
Joe. He actually does play the drums during this scene.
Okay, cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why they got drums for him. It's probably because
he
can play it.
He really does
play. If he played guitar, they probably got a guitar amp in there for him.
Which is why, as you watch Coyote Shivers in this whole movie, he's carrying around a fucking guitar. He works at a record store and he's carrying around a fucking guitar.
So this part, Mark's talking to the camera here, which is kind of weird.
He was pretending to be interviewed, but also Deborah's down on the side. So I think she might have been, like, listening to him.
Okay.
See?
Oh.
She's kind of hiding there, but he had his head turned and was talking about, like,
but he's, like,
why
right
he was
camera.
Naming his band, his band, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, his band. Mark with a C?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because his name is Mark with a K?
That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I guess that fits the character, I guess. He's supposed to be retarded.
He's a stoner.
Yeah, he's just supposed to be, you know, stoned, just out of
he's
it.
He's not as stoned
sorry,
as...
Sorry, retarded, huh?
As, Eddie.
Shouldn't say retarded? Is that...
Mentally challenged?
Yeah.
But he's
no,
not.
No, he's not actually
he's
mentally challenged.
He's just
retarded.
Head.
Yeah. I know a couple other potheads that aren't that bad.
Really? Most of them I know are.
I know some real spacey motherfuckers.
My favorite are the ones that smoke and then they try to get all philosophical with you. Like, discuss why an orange is named an orange.
Huh?
You live with one.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No?
Well.
Here it is.
90% of his shit's gone.
Here it is.
Oh, you're probably going to ask AC/DC jam. Which, okay, this is weird because they're jamming the song, he's in there playing the drums. Isn't there still, like, a line of fucking
and Rex
women?
Rex Manning's
talking
out
to
there.
Rex Manning on the outside?
Shouldn't you have some security for
you
him?
Know you can hear this, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's
I didn't even think about that.
Oh,
they're
course,
out there listening to
of course they can, because
the
when they scan out there, Renee Zellweger's character is up at the register, and she's singing while she's checking people out.
Yeah.
Maybe they have the music pumping through the store, too, so you can't really hear the drums as much. I always just hear some dude just banging on the drums, like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he played the boombox in his office.
Oh, is that where he played the song
yeah,
from?
Yeah, he played the jukebox. Yeah. He has a jukebox in the corner, and so he played the jukebox. And then... Oh, sorry. And it looks like everybody's...
The listening booth is listening to the same song?
It looks like they all are, but I don't think they are.
No, because later on there's a chick listening to the... She's crying, listening to something else.
But that's a different scene.
No, it's not coming up. I thought that was Liv Tyler at first.
That's what I thought, too.
But then I realized she was wearing a red bra. And that chick was wearing a black bra.
Oh, this one. Bra. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, is that the Carpenters?
Yes.
She's listening to? Yeah.
But see, they're singing and dancing.
Oh, yeah, they're into it, yeah. You got it.
And no, then the owner walks in.
Here comes the boss,
Mitch.
Man. In his suit.
The man.
So he works for... Wait, he owns the building, I guess.
Yes, he owns the store. Right here, he tells you that his grandfather opened it, and it was a plumbing
place. Oh, yeah, since 1959 on the sign.
Yeah, and then his beatnik dad is the one who turned it into a record store.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Huh. Man, I didn't know we had, like, the Empire Records Encyclopedia.
Sorry, I really do like the movie. I've watched it at least a million times, and I'm not lying.
I guarantee you haven't watched it a million times.
Pretty close.
I went and tested it with me.
Let's see. Well,
I watch it usually 2 to 3 times on the day of Rex Manning Day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got issues.
Let's see. 90 minutes. No. I'm not going to sit here and do the math.
They're playing a Game Boy, the old school one.
Yeah, did he just, like, have that on him?
No, it was sitting on the couch because Lucas was playing it earlier.
Oh,
which that scene was deleted as well, where he asks Joe, can I at least play with your Game Boy? And Joe actually throws it to him.
I didn't like those things. They took actual real batteries.
Yeah.
And you had to, like, pay $5 if you want to play that thing for, you know, a good 5-6 hours. You had to buy a whole new pack of batteries type thing.
And mm-hmm.
And that was before the dollar store.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And he hands him a bag full of paper, pretends it's the 9
grand. Oh, yeah,
grand.
Yeah, he gives him a bag full of paper. And so we're going to take our break, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more. See what happens with the money.
Ooh. Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Yeah, you flip. Flip that one.
Promise to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, your sweet tooth. So visit our refreshment center now. Let's go.
I got my beer.
Go start in 7 minutes.
I got one.
7 minutes. No, we're starting really soon. 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I have my brandy.
I think we're starting right around now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can pause it for 7 minutes if you need 7 minutes, folks.
I'll go to a different part with hamburgers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that one? I don't remember that.
Normally, I only made it to about here, and then I would go get food whenever the
yeah,
food came up.
Yeah, maybe by the time I got inside, yeah.
It's refreshment time, folks.
Huh. I probably remember the end of it. You know what I mean?
There's something about popcorn. And
yeah, I like the popcorn overfills the place or whatever.
Huh. Well, yeah, it was just an idea to throw that up. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm proposing that should be maybe our theme song.
Oh, we have our theme song.
All right, well, our second theme song? Yeah.
We can use it again.
Our tooth?
We'll bring it back, for sure. It's a cute one. We'll see if there's other clips in there we can probably use.
Other parts of that same 7 minute long song.
We'll find something.
We've got 7 minutes of audio to work with, folks.
But welcome back. We're from our break. Hope you enjoyed the tune. We're hopping right back in this movie. Press and play.
Bang.
Okay. Corey's up on the roof.
AJ.
AJ's
is up on the roof, and he's talking to himself and how he's going to tell Corey.
Oh, yeah, Corey.
And he loves her.
Liv Tyler.
And he's going to tell her by 137.
Yeah.
Or whatever, 132.
Which is weird. It's 137.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, cause why is he 138? Throw it to the Misfits, you know?
Right. I don't get the reference.
Yeah, a song called We Are 138.
Oh.
So.
What? You make me feel like a bat?
Do it on my birthday.
Anytime I see a clock, I see 130, I always think that's a throwback to the Misfits. So, oh. Yeah, someone like...
You see it often?
Here and there, yeah.
I see 1219, like, everywhere.
What's 1219?
That's my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I see it everywhere.
Okay. I see mine, too. Mine's 702, July 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I had a Vegas shirt that my mom picked up for me, brought it home. It said Las Vegas, and it said 702 in there. I was like, what the fuck has my birthday on it?
Is it the area code?
Yeah, it's the area code out in Las Vegas.
I'm
so.
Like, wait a minute.
But I didn't know that, you know, at the time until.
Speaking of Las Vegas, I gotta call my grandma.
Your grandma's in Las Vegas?
My grandma lives there.
Let's go say hi.
Okay.
Right?
Let's go say hey, grandma. So we're back on the movie. What's going on here?
Oh,
what's going on in the movie here, kids?
Berto and Deb are talking.
She's basically saying that, you know, their relationship was shit.
Did they used to bang?
I'm thinking so. And then all of a sudden you see Berko in the back room while the cops are taking Warren out,
finally.
And he's playing his guitar. And he's just sitting there strumming away. Look at him.
Couldn't even care less.
And he's trying to rat out Lucas.
Well, yeah.
That's not the cops' business. Like, well, if no one's pressing charges, he's just...
He's not pressing charges yet.
Yeah.
I love right there where his voice cracks. He's like, I'll be back and you'll be sorry.
Yeah.
He totally did sound like a cartoon, and then AJ like mocked it.
And he does come back too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Sorry for the sniffles.
It's okay.
Check out the listening booth. So he's going to find Deb hiding on a listening booth doing paperwork.
Yeah.
Their quarterly tax returns.
All right.
Yes.
Weird spot to do the taxes.
Yeah, you'd think they need that spot for the store.
Somebody yeah, you'd think in. Somebody would want to sample the music.
All the rooms were packed just a little while ago.
Yeah.
There's people making out in one. The chick was listening to Carpenters and crying.
That's yeah. probably yeah, where they were crying, or where she was crying, because he knocked on the one and, you know, like, no note it. So it must have been where they were making out.
Oh, the two people, yeah.
They're still going at it.
All right, sometimes, you know, let Celine Dion get you.
See, and right here, Joe's like, you know, can I call somebody, like, for you to talk to? How about your mom? And she's like, sure, if you can find her.
Yeah, mom's gone.
Yeah, so you kind of get, like, she's got no mother, she's got no father, you know.
A loner out on the road.
She's probably got everything good at home. She's probably just a big old faker.
Probably.
She's probably middle class, got everything, you know.
No, that's Corey. Corey's the upper.
Which one's Corey?
Liv Tyler.
Oh, okay. Right.
This one.
Oh, she's going to Harvard.
This
yeah.
one where she's about to become a fucking wackadoo. Right here.
Oh, I'm bringing Rex's lunch, yeah.
Burko's bringing his lunch. Oh, no. You know Burko's going to insult him to his face.
Yeah, no. I'm doing it. This is happening.
And then she just screams.
Trust me. I want to fuck Rex Manning so badly.
Yeah. Like,
it's really weird that she wants to bang this dude.
He's so old.
Yeah, yeah. It's so
but
creepy
you
she's
get
like 17 in this, isn't she? The character?
I would guess 18 at least.
Right,
probably.
She's 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they said, you're 17 years old and you're going to Harvard. What are you going to do? And she's like, grow up. Mm. But, yeah, all of them, you know, like if you really watch it, they all have some issue going on.
Yeah.
You know, she's got daddy issues in a total opposite way of Gina's character and Deborah's character. Like, their parents aren't there. Gina's mom is a big slut of the town. No idea where her father is. Deb, both of her parents are floating somewhere. Nobody knows. And then there's Liv Tyler, whose daddy is like, you can do better. You need to get A's so that you get into Harvard and always do good. I'm going to guess she's the one who's going to end up on the pole, not the other two.
She'd do a good job, I think.
Yeah.
She's dancing around there.
I would definitely go.
And she totally puts herself out there. She's like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm ready to fuck. It takes him a while to get this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got it. He was just like,
nah.
you're too much of a goody-goody. You're not the type of girl to do this, so he's going to make her feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, do you like blue cheese?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Who is the guy that plays Rex Manning?
That is
Caulfield. Is
Maxwell Caulfield.
Maxwell Caulfield. Holden Caulfield's from, which book is that?
I don't even know.
Catcher in the Rye.
Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Catcher in the Rye? Yeah.
I don't know. I cheated on that one. I totally did. I don't want to read it.
Oh, it's a good book. I want it.
I know. I see it around the house, and I'm like, I really should read that one time,
okay.
And I've never read it.
It's okay.
I was too busy doing things other
okay.
than
you
that.
Say it'll change your life.
That's how I was getting naked.
Well, not really. She's in her...
She's in Gina's lucky bra.
And her full-on tighty whities.
Yeah.
And Rex Manning's like, ah, fuck.
He's like, fuck, dude, I'm just trying to eat.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a little lady pussy out there.
Packs up, unzips, and grabs the dressing.
So what was he going to do with that? Was he going to
put
the blue
on
cheese
dick?
On his dick? That might get on his pants, though. You have to take your pants off for that.
Yeah, that's definitely a pants off.
That looks messy, man.
Well, and then here, she walks out of that back room.
I mean, I'm all for trying it, but...
It's not like it's oil, but it's, you know...
It's going to leave a mess.
Yeah.
Like a white mess at that.
Oh, yeah. You got to take your pants off for that. Do you think you're just doing it to try and chase her out?
Honestly, that was my guess of it. Like, he was like, come on, kid, really? You're way too fucking young. And,
I don't know why he wouldn't just say that.
Because she said, I'm old enough.
Yeah. Oh, and this dude, because it's a good time.
He runs right into him, right at the 137 mark. So he's going to, like, tell her that he loves her, and she's crying because she just got all naked in front of Rex Manning.
That's a cool spot on the roof there. They got a little bench. And
what, this is, like, the ultimate chill spot.
Yeah.
No wonder these people want to work every day, all day.
Yeah, I would...
You get to sit up on the roof. I guess.
Oh, that works.
Sit in the back room, sit on the couch, and when they're out there, they're dancing around and picking music and
never ringing anybody up.
Yeah. Well, I guess the girls do that sometimes. That's about it.
Mark's up there. AJ's up there. Like, everybody has been up there other than Lucas.
Where's the accountability?
Like. Well, that's the thing. Like, at first, you see them all go to a register with their money in, you know, in their drawer. And then, like, throughout the day, they're all on it here and there, and you don't see any of them bringing their drawers.
Well, see, some of them have some, like, Eddie seems like he's, like, the fix-it guy. Like, he's, like, the maintenance part.
But how much should they maintain like that? You just keep a guy on retainer all day, every day? For one
register
store?
You mean that guy?
To buff a CD or something?
You mean that guy, or you mean the stoner?
No,
Eddie.
Eddie, yeah.
Okay, because he's the one, AJ is the one who fixes most of the shit around there.
Oh, he was working on that little booth where he was, like, you know, someone for touching the record. And
he's in charge of some vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, is there a guy for tapes?
I'm going to guess it's probably Mark.
Okay.
Mark. Well, I see him all walking around with dusters here and there. And like,
I like when you see him pick up the CDs and they're in there, those long plastic tubes, like the double.
Oh, yeah.
They have like the cover in one and the CD itself in the plastic case and another little section and make it bigger so it's harder to steal. Those are good.
They used to
have those at FYE and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some artists would like put out like a long box.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
They actually
yeah.
had like the album artwork around it, like cardboard box. You open it up, and the CD's only in, like half of it. And you think, oh, whoa.
Here's
what's
the girls
this?
Now.
Is that cool.
Here's the girls now. Liv Tyler's giving back Gina's lucky bra, and they're talking about it. And this is where Corey basically tells Gina, "You're a fucking whore." And I love it. She says, "Turbo slut." So funny. And so she's talking about, you know, people know how pretentious you are, and she's like, well, at least they don't fuck me and then laugh about it behind my back. Like, they were saying some pretty bitter shit. Like, that's a reason for a catfight.
Yeah, they're pretty mean to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're not, like, these people don't seem like they really care. They kind of work together and deal with each other.
Corey just, like, those two are good friends in the movie. You know, they're supposed to be good friends, but she just got her heart broken by Rex Manning.
Yeah.
And ick.
Yeah.
That blue cheese dick.
And she's telling her friend, and instead of her friend consoling her, like, I would totally just give her a beer, she was like, well, that's cool. We'll just find you the next dick to hop on. And that's when she's like, no. I'm not like you.
And then Eddie shows up and starts talking about Rex Manning, and she's like, get the fuck out of here.
And then he picks up her bra. You forgot your thingy.
He's like, what the fuck is this?
And she pops another pill. That's her third one of the day.
Yeah, she does the speed.
Yeah. Yeah, she does the no-dose.
The no-doses?
Yeah.
I've done some of those. The White Cross kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those. She was when I worked at the gas station. I cleaned the hell out of that gas station.
It's over-the-counter Adderall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
just a shit ton of caffeine.
Yeah. I just take like two. Get that place clean. And
Gina now confronts Rex Manning. Basically showing her turbo slit skills.
Oh, the underwear thing.
I can. It's a thing I can do. I can always tell you what kind and what color. And
you know,
like,
I used to
do
that. When I was in high school, I used to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you would tell guys what kind of underwear they would wear?
No,
I always
girls.
Knew something was a little off with you, fucker.
Those girls.
That's a shitty superpower to have.
Yeah, it didn't work very much, but when it did, it made me sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
In his own head.
No, I got it right, yeah.
So Lucas is sitting here. He sees.
Would you always say the same thing?
No, I kind of go off what she was wearing and kind of like, what kind of day, you know.
Lucas is sitting in the back room. Gina walks in, Rex behind her a little bit. She goes into the room where they apparently keep the money. And Rex shows up.
Oh, panties, black panties. So yeah, we got her black panties.
See, she was planning on having sex today anyways.
Yeah.
Some people only own black underwear.
She does every day.
No, but those are all lacy and shit.
You're on the floor anyway, it's in second, so it doesn't matter.
And she drops his drawers, and she's right.
Oh, blue.
Blue jockey.
I don't know if I'd really call that navy blue.
Did she say navy blue?
Yeah.
I thought she said blue. Yeah, maybe.
Liv Tyler's trying to get back into AJ's graces.
Yeah, yeah. She's playing that fuck around game where, oh, I love you.
She's not playing a fuck around game.
Okay,
it's hard for a girl. What if she didn't like him? And why do guys always say that, by the way?
But she comes back
and
says she does.
Well, yeah, because she realized she did. Sometimes when you're just friends with somebody, you don't realize that you like them like that. Or when you finally do, you're like, I really don't want to fuck up the friendship.
And then guys always do that. It's bullshit. You don't like me.
Bullshit.
Fucking assholes.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
And here's another pill for the day.
Yeah, she's taking a lot of them now.
She's distressed.
And Deborah's making buttons. We used to do that at work. We had a button maker, and I would totally... No, it's not it.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Everything's good.
Cool.
She's making buttons, yeah.
Yeah, so we got the button maker.
We had a button maker, I think it was in junior high, that we had one access to one for a while, but...
We had one in high school.
Yeah, I think I stole it from high school class, and, like, we took it, and a group of us worked together, and I won't say where.
Oh, yeah, it was just like this one.
Dairy Queen.
She makes some pretty good ones.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that she gives Miss Teen America dishonesty. Like, you know what, bitch, you speed freak.
Get the fuck out of here.
You closet druggie.
Mark sucks. That's good.
I do kind of like the whole Mark with a C thing.
That'd be his name is banned?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I've heard worse ideas.
And now Deborah's trying to veto AJ's.
Okay, this is fucked up. So he just...
Yeah, he's a dick. He's trying to be a dick to the girl that he quote-unquote loves by playing the song of the guy that she just threw herself at.
Yeah, now he's all over the bald chick.
He's a dick. Well, first of all, they all always flirt together. All of them do.
But you shouldn't do that right after you talked with the chick and she's standing right there.
He's trying to be a dick.
He shouldn't, but he's a dick.
Okay, well, I agree with that.
And Gina's getting banged on the copier.
Making the copies.
Oh, there's a clip of the Rex Manning video.
Good, because we needed that.
Kind of reminds me of, what's Arnold Palmer?
Arnold Palmer, the golfer?
No, Robert Palmer.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was like Robert Palmer with the girls
with the girls dancing in the back. That's kind of what he reminds me a little bit. He's kind of like that guy, maybe a little bit.
I suppose.
I mean.
I see it.
To be that kind of star status.
Yeah, I think that went a little too far, like where she rips off his shirt and then licks his mouth.
Yeah, that's really close there.
But
and now she's riding him while he's spinning around with her.
And now Joe's pissed.
Well, and it's funny because if you saw the part where he was holding Deborah up and he was spinning with her, he had his shirt on. But before that, you saw that he had his shirt off, and then after when Joe starts yelling at him, he had his shirt off.
Oh, okay. A little error there.
Yeah. And there's Lucas holding onto the fucking couch cushion.
That fucking douche.
This
is where he gets his ass kicked, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he didn't kick his ass before. Now Joe's like had it with him. He's like, motherfucker.
He's like, should I get him arrested? Should I press charges? That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's like, no, because who's he going to call? Me.
Oh, that's where he mentions that, their relationship. I mean, sums up that. Superb.
Yeah.
Superb. I would fucking beat the fuck out of him, too, man.
Even if I worked at Superb Video, right and I was a manager at Superb Video, and you said I was a superb manager, I would slap the fuck out of you.
Oh, come on. That's a good pun there.
Thank you.
Right here. Just starts whooping his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would have happened a long time ago.
And you notice, they don't really swear. Like, you get in here, pinhead. You made me look like a banana head, a bucket head.
Is this PG-13 or is this R?
You know, I thought it was 13.
Yeah. I don't know.
And, like, here and there, they do swear. It is 13. And then here and there, they do swear, but...
We get one fuck, then. That's
one fuck.
Okay. Well, the shit's taking shit.
We should just use it right away. The first line of the movie, fuck.
So, yeah, he beat the fuck out of him, so... You deserve it.
And then he says, where's Rex? I got a better question for you. Where's Gina? God damn, Deborah. She's such a cunt.
Oh, yeah. Totally threw her in the bus.
I would. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I mean,
took the heat off me.
Yeah.
See that picture there he painted?
Who painted?
In the back. That one there. That AJ guy. The guy who plays AJ.
Oh. Panthers?
Mm-mm. Not the poster.
What was that guy's name? Skittles Panther? What the fuck is the name?
Coyote Shivers.
That's it.
Skittles Panther.
Coyote Shivers. That was close.
And then here's Corey. I'm not feeling so good. Now, every single person that fucking works there is in the back room.
Yeah.
Right there. Every fucking one of them.
And there's still a mob of women in there still, presumably, right?
Yeah, did Rec Manning leave yet?
Rec Manning, he's banging Gina in the back, but he's on break.
He's eating lunch.
So the girls are still standing in line waiting for him.
No, he's done with lunch. Well. He's having dessert. And here comes Gina. Oops. And Rex. What? No applause?
Is there blue cheese on here?
Y'all see my blue cheese?
And AJ gets all pissed off.
Why? Why is he punching at him?
Yeah, I never really got that.
I mean,
because he's sticking up for Corey. Because he knows what happened just minutes ago. Take your purse.
Dang.
Jane didn't even tell him.
She just
fucking
left out.
And she left in the first, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Everybody doesn't like you, Rex. I'd get out of here. Your kind of fucking name is Rex.
You should be another football player.
Yeah.
I know everybody's mad at Gina.
Oh, that's when the girls flip out. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a crazy moment.
And Jill's like, you better go home. Oh. She goes, am I fired? Have I fired anyone yet today?
Yeah.
Why would I start with you?
Start screwing has-been.
Until your tits fall down?
Yeah, bitching. And she totally turns it around. Oh, yeah? Well, you're a drug addict. Yeah.
Well, Corey did lay into her before.
Yeah. But she shouldn't be popping that much speed anyways. Like, she needs to get called out eventually on
you
that.
You think she'd be doing more cleaning, huh?
Yeah, she'd
she
be
does
more
homework.
Yeah, still.
Oh, yeah, well, she's going to Harvard, right?
Yeah. Well, like she said, when she first gets in the car, Dad says there's 24 usable hours in every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she has cupcakes and everything.
Yep.
Yeah, she's flipping out. She's screaming, throwing things, yeah.
And she starts to go home, and then Corey freaks the fuck out.
Now he's all like he's going for the Oscar here.
You know what? When I first saw this, I kind of felt Renee Zellweger kind of had that thing like Joey Lauren Adams. She kind of reminded me of her a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The pouty lips, the little blue eyes. Yeah.
She just didn't have a squeaky ass voice.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Deborah wants to be friends with her.
Yeah.
She recognizes a tortured soul.
Uh-huh.
We know our own kind.
We can share drugs.
Maybe. Leave her alone.
Hey, this chick's got the hookup. Let me talk to her.
Yeah.
Rich kids always had the money.
Right.
That's why we were friends with them. Oh, you can... I can get it. You got the money? All right, cool.
These days, they all have prescription drugs.
Now we're going to have health care to get high.
Yeah, they're in the bathroom, and yeah, they're bonding. Deb and Corey, right?
Yes.
Hey, I got the names right, all right. Ooh, that means I'm not drunk enough.
Yeah, because that shit's right.
We'll discuss. I mean, come on.
Well, now they're just peeing in front of each other.
Yeah, no,
Deb. This part always made me a little weird.
She has to pee, and she doesn't wipe or wash her hands. She, wets them.
Really?
Well, she doesn't wipe. Why would she have to wash her hands?
Yeah, if her hands ain't good, then you're anywhere near her.
I don't always wash my hands when I pee.
I know.
You're so sexy.
Unless I pee on them.
She looks like she's wiping, but does nothing. Right there. Nope, nothing.
Yeah, if this was anyone's life right here, I don't know. It's like this store, you know what I mean?
Oh, like it was, yeah, it's not very realistic, like you're saying?
Yeah, I can't, I don't know.
It's definitely like people are just throwing in a bottle for the sake of making a plot, I don't know. And they shake them around.
Yeah. Let's see what we can drum up here.
Yeah, yeah. It's mean, the cast is okay.
There's I like the cast.
I like the girls. Renee Zellweger's never a big fan of her. If you show me a picture of her now and her in this, I would not think they're the same person at all.
No, no.
No way. I mean, Google that shit. Look that shit up. She's
fucking... Ham it up.
Crazy looking now. Well, not her crazy
eyes,
looking.
Her eyes are more open.
The thing is, it's not really that different. It's not really that bad. It's just so different.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nothing like what she looked like.
Yeah, I even, like, looked up some other, like, plastic surgery disasters.
And they still kind of looked alike.
Well, different other people that have done it.
Like Jennifer Grey?
Yeah, she's on here, yeah.
And she supposedly only got the little bump at the top of her nose, like, chiseled off. That was all she had done.
The chick from Dirty Dancing and Red Dawn. Yeah,
she apparently only got that little bump marked off and...
Totally changed her appearance, and she can't get work now, because no one recognizes her.
Yeah.
It's like starting all over. Like Kenny Rogers, too. He changed a lot, too. I was like,
yeah.
A couple years ago, I saw him, I was like, who the fuck is that? That's Kenny Rogers?
Who's the other one? The guy
I remember when Mad TV used to make fun of Kenny Rogers.
The guy from Iron Man.
Iron Man.
He played the Russian guy in Iron Man. Now I can't think of it. His name.
Oh.
Dolph Lundgren? Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Hey, Guar.
There you go.
Yeah. I've been waiting the whole movie for
I know Guar.
This is where I got introduced to Guar.
Yeah. That's nice. Nice. Look at this TV that they're watching on.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is like old school.
And I like
TV.
How he's getting like high off the. Like, supposedly he's eating a pot brownie and he's getting high right
immediately.
Away.
Yeah. It takes a bite. He's like, oh, yeah. That's not how that works, kids. That's not how that works.
And then he pretends he's in the van.
Well, as you can tell, I mean, when you watch this movie, though, Mark has a very vivid imagination.
There's this weird song playing over top of this. It's not Guar. It's some... You hear that? That's great, yeah.
Nothing like getting eaten.
You ever see Guar?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I saw him at Riot Fest last year.
Oh, at Riot in the daytime?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Riot Fest a couple years ago. That was the last time I saw him, actually. Danielle, you ever see Guar?
Yeah.
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 No, I want to go to, like, a real Guar show.
We went to,
You won't do anymore. You'll never will.
Well, yeah.
We were in Florida.
Odors is gone. Yeah, the same.
1995 in Florida.
Damn. Did you drive down there just for the concert?
No, we were down there for fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
They used to come to Milwaukee like almost every Halloween for a while there. And we went to a lot of those shows. It was like almost every Halloween, at least every other Halloween, you know, whenever they have a tour come around. Some of them, they'd get Milwaukee, the Metro, or the Rave. Not the Rave. Yeah, the
Rave. Went to the House of Blues.
They're the Rave up there that they play in like every Halloween. Hmm. That was a fun time. Go see Guar on Halloween. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So we'd be a blast.
Yeah. It was fun. Probably... Four times, maybe?
Damn.
Our buddy Nate, he's seen him like a dozen times.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's got a speed. But,
I saw him for like three songs.
But yeah, so they, Guar ate, Rusty, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Rusty got eaten.
Oh, they talk about the funeral now. They're going to start planning this.
Oh, yeah, this weird ass thing.
What the fuck?
Because they had a bonding moment, and Corey wants her to know what it would be like if she wasn't around. You know, because she's sweet like that.
But that's not...
That wouldn't help me out at all.
And those people aren't, like, talking when we always at the funeral, but...
Yeah.
Look at him with his little goggles on inspecting
see,
the CD.
Yeah. See, he's kind of like the maintenance guy kind of thing. He's like the fix-it record
guy. He's a music guru. Yeah. Like, he knows what's wrong with your tapes and your CDs, and then he tells you how,
he's like
vinyl's
like
better than that.
He's got a little corner and shit.
How do they fund him?
Oh, you mean their employee base? How's this work out?
Yes.
Well, I guess they brought in $9,000 in a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much is the material costing coming in?
I don't know. Imagine how much fucking money they could make if he's got him employees applying themselves.
See, this is why I figured he was the vinyl guy. Like, he's in that area, and then he starts telling the guy, like, he's like, you got any Clapton on vinyl?
Oh, he goes through the Clapton thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Clapton's been in like 20 million bands. Eric Clapton, old guitar player.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's got a slow hand.
That's what they say.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I like Layla. That was a decent song. The real version, not the acoustic unplugged one.
Yeah.
Even that was okay, but not as good as the original.
I'm really not a big clapping guy.
No. And Cream's okay. You like Cream?
Only my coffee.
Is that like Peanuts?
What about Peanuts? Oh, the Peanuts movie? I love the Peanuts movie.
Oh, boy. So here's the big funeral scene.
Yeah. Where did they get all these candles?
Yeah, yeah. They, keep
they got them everywhere just in case. The lace pillow?
It's sad.
Stuff they have laying around.
But, and that's the thing.
The
way
Christmas lights.
They put her there with all these candles around her. Like, why?
Who's buying the store? And what's going on?
Mark. Because he goes on the intercom and he's like, help me, help, help.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I need a life. I know way too much about this movie.
I would say so.
No, you're here to answer our questions.
Yeah.
This is... These people are not really sincere. It's like, okay, I got to say something nice about this person because he's sitting right here.
Yeah,
Well, look, they all start talking about themselves.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
I want to go to art school, but I...
Oh, yeah, there's Rusty.
Yeah.
Yep. Not eating anymore. Probably still high. Probably just now getting high from that brownie.
And he just charged this guy and then took the records back again.
Here's where the guy's Juice Lute album, right on top there. There it is. Juice Lute Liar.
Nice.
Little kitty cats on the cover, yeah. Bunch of kitty cats having a dinner party.
And now he already said his piece. AJ's going to go out and help Mark. Mark with a K.
Mark with a K, yeah. I just played a Juice Lute song on our show. At the end of Bad News Bears, I played the song Boilermaker.
Oh, nice.
It came out really fast, loud.
Yeah.
And I was usually showed up on a movie. So,
Corey starts talking about Gina and how much she misses Gina because Gina's not afraid to show who she is. And then Gina walks in.
She just happens
in.
To be hiding right there. Yeah.
I was around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
She pulled her hair back. She washed her crotch and
hopefully she watches that.
She changed her underwear. Yeah, I don't know.
Something.
Yeah, she went to her boyfriend's house. Did some more.
Yeah. Well, which one?
Yeah.
I can see Renee Zellweger being a huge slut back in the 90s, though.
Well, I mean, she pulls it off in this movie. I think, yeah. You know, she just kind of plays the part, but she's a good enough actress, I guess, in here.
She plays her role.
Well, I guess this movie had like an extra 40 minutes of footage.
Oh, really? Because it was supposed to be 2 days.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They chopped it down to one.
I think that's a big problem with this, is they chopped down so much that they have these weird parts in here where it just kind of hops around. And
here's Lucas talking about how he pissed his bed till he was 10. And his mom got rid of him.
And then Joe took me in.
Yeah.
And then I sucked his dick and stole $9,000.
Oh, boy.
Do you think they were doing that?
No, I don't think that happened at all.
You don't think he stole $9,000?
Oh, I think he stole $9,000.
But you don't...
I don't think he sucked any dicks.
Oh, okay. Oh, he seems... It might be.
So he took me in and I became the person I am today.
I don't think he's sucking Joe's dick at least.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. He's not banging any of these chicks.
And here's Deborah. She's like, I tried to kill myself with a lady dick.
Daisy's on it.
And a moisturizing strip.
It'll work, though.
I
break that bitch open.
Yeah, apparently she didn't do that. She's like, it took me forever to get through my skin. Bitch, really? Because try shaving your legs with one of them motherfuckers. That shit will cut you the fuck up.
Oh, we love you, Deborah.
Uh-oh. Warren's back, and he's got a gun.
Where the hell did he get this gun?
Yeah. How's he out of jail already? How is he not getting his ass whooped by his dad?
Again, somebody with daddy issues. This is why you boys better be really good dads to your children.
I think it's a little late for him.
Hey, it's never too late.
Anyways, keep talking about the movie.
Yeah,
because it just went really blank. Yeah. Nobody had anything to say.
While we're watching,
when Warren's freaking out with the gun,
yeah, he's just gonna stand around screaming with the gun.
Big ass gun that would throw his ass through the wall. By the way,
oh yeah, well then he has a load of blanks we found later on.
Yeah,
I mean, how
like a pussy.
He actually knows enough to put blanks in it.
Well, and watch, he shoots right by Joe's head, and you wonder why nothing behind him blows up. Like,
yeah,
give me the gun.
And Deborah walks right in the way of it, like she would have been hit. Deborah, didn't you just have a mock funeral, you dumbass? Now you want a real one? Like,
well, we got it already.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
It's my exact specifications. So
clear the blood and throw it on the table.
And
there.
This is like operator. That part's like operator where they're like, his name's not fucking Warren. His name's not fucking Warren. His name's not fucking Warren. I thought his name was Warren.
Yeah, they never say his real name, do they?
No.
No.
His name's always Warren.
Yep.
His first name might have been Warren. Maybe he just changed his last name.
Could be.
I mean, they even put it on his name tag and shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. They hire this kid.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you get a job these days.
that was bullshit.
I'm gonna walk into a fucking bank asking for a job like that.
Yeah,
Don't suggest it.
Yeah. I mean, Joe is not the best boss.
He's a terrible.
He's like a foster dad to all these fucked up kids.
Oh, he's the misfit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why should this place give you a job?
I'll give you a job.
He's 15, and he goes in there and shoots up the place with big bullets after trying to steal from the place. Yeah. And they're going to be like, yeah, dude, you can come work with us.
He had like a little tool and shit for the CD, so that means he's been stealing for a while.
Yeah.
He's probably got like a big
He had a magnet. He had a magnet so he could get rid of the EAF.
He knew what he was doing. He's a little professional ass thief.
But, yeah, they sent him away anyway. Yeah.
And they're all saying, bye, Warren. like, bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad. Thanks, Mr. Norwell.
Oh, but the whole, you know, thing with the gun brings the press and everything there, so people are all outside.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what helps him out later on in the end.
Well, right now.
Don't drop the soap.
He's like, I got to call Mitchell.
And then now, what's-her-nuts is back.
Jane, yeah, well, she had came back right about the funeral time. She was standing in the background of the funeral if you were watching.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't see her.
And see, Deborah says, I sold my Vespa across the street, which is where they ran when Warren was stealing, and Lucas got in that car that was up on a little ramp.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know that
Warren's $2?
Who threw in $2?
Mark.
Oh.
Probably Mark or Eddie, one of the two. Yeah, Warren's stunt guy ran so hard into that car door that he broke a rib.
Oh, yeah.
It was in one of the weird facts about the movie.
Ah, okay. Good old Warren.
So they got like $3,500.
And the scene where Mark hallucinated about being in Guar was an actual concert that they had filmed during the concert.
Oh, shit.
They filmed that spot.
Okay.
That's cool.
Weird thing.
Oh, they like, took him on stage and shit.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, random kid.
It's a one shot take, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it right.
Figure it out.
Palmer on a tour and just do it every time. That'd be a fun time.
Yeah, just fuck it up every time on purpose.
Fun week, you know?
Yeah.
Put his hangouts with Warren.
And here's where Mark comes up with the best stoner idea ever. We're just gonna have a big ass fucking party. Damn the man.
I'm just going to go hop on this news feed real quick, because they're not going to try to get rid of me at all.
And now look, again, every single person, nobody's up front. All of them are in the back.
And he's on TV.
And he's on TV. Nobody's out there. So Warren could have came in now and robbed the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're kind of busy, too. There's a lot of people.
Anyone could come in and rob this place. You just walk right in, hit no sale on the cash register.
I just carry out a handful of records. Okay, I guess these are free.
Even at the end.
I walked up, I tried to buy them, but there's no one there, so I took them.
I stood here for 10 minutes, even no one showed up.
Even at the end, everybody's walking in, you know, people are partying in the store, but none of the workers are in the store. 30
seconds, 10 minutes, same thing.
Oh, they're trying to figure out liquor licenses and shit. We're going to throw a party right now, we need a liquor license. 6 kegs. Okay, we got all that lying around.
Mark comes back and he's standing there like, did I fuck up or did I do good? Come on, guys, tell me. Look at those little puppy dog eyes. Oh, shit, I fucked up. No? Wait.
I think I want to grow the Joe out.
Grow the Joe?
Yeah.
Well, what, his hair?
Yeah.
Oh, nice hair.
It's close to his.
I know.
Maybe I'll go for Eddie.
So they set up all kinds of things. They're selling stuff. They're
all the artwork and stupid shit that's lying around.
Deborah,
everyone's
give
bringing
us your
in
money.
Shit that they can sell. Yeah, Deborah's bringing in a painting.
I don't even think she has a painting. She just has a sign. Give us your money.
Oh, yeah. No show.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's honest.
Yeah.
I'd give her money before I bought some shitty piece of art.
And they're selling shit.
I swear to God, that's Dee Snider.
Oh, it kind of looked like him, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I knew earlier when Renee Zellweger said that she always wanted to sing but never could.
Yeah.
I knew Renee Zellweger's going to sing in this movie. Oh. Right? Whenever she said that, I'm like, I bet she's going to sing eventually in this movie. Because that's movie rule number 16, I think.
About a giant Alice in Chains poster for $80.
Yeah.
What's that?
$80. They're pouring that tap beer all wrong, too.
Yeah. There'd be so much fun. And there's an old ladies?
Yeah, and curlers and shit.
Like, come on.
Come on. And Mitchell. What the hell?
Dickhead comes back.
He should be happy the place is fucking packed, you know? He comes in pissed. Yeah, I'm like,
we're making you money.
Yeah,
dude.
The ladies out, the girl's out there with a fucking bucket full of money.
Yeah, that's just...
And he comes in all pissed off.
It's
like,
free, and it's
going to
Well,
because
he
wants to know where the other money is, and now this is...
Oh, yeah.
Extra money.
I forgot
the bag.
Yeah.
A bag of paper.
This is, they're using...
What,
they're
do you
using
know a lot sooner than this?
You'd think.
Yeah, you would think.
How far away is that fucking bank?
Yeah. Oh, 3 towns over.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Lucas. I still work here, dude. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went to do this earlier with him. Who are you? Music Town.
Music Town. Music Town. Doo 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 doo.
Yeah, they actually make their employees work.
Yeah. They're trying to turn a profit out every day.
Yeah. Oh my God, we can't have that.
Not break even.
Can't have that. No way.
No. Oh, profit. Hey, we just did a movie about profit.
We did. Betty Spears.
Yeah.
Oh, Passion of the Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Yeah, very good show. That was what Sarah was out on us.
Yeah, Sarah was a total bitch.
Oh, she wasn't a bitch.
She was a flake.
Yeah.
Big flake.
She couldn't hang.
Hey.
Luckily, we got Danielle back here. She's still hanging with us, right?
Sorry, some people just weren't meant to do this job.
I guess.
I'm sick and I'm sitting here drinking brandy and hot tea together.
Yeah.
It's going to help me.
That's not a bad plan.
I'm pounding down the beers.
I got some Miller Lite in me.
Doing a little bit of Jack Daniels here and there.
I have throat coat tea, honey, a Cipacol's in there.
Yeah, regular,
some brandy.
It's a regular cocktail.
Hell yeah. I wonder why I'm like feeling
That's
all
a dope
woozy.
Band.
Literally.
That is a dope band. But I got to say this about Renee Zellweger singing this. When you compare her to Joey Lauren Adams, her singing this song here, Renee Zellweger singing, is way better than the Chasing Amy song.
Yeah.
That song is just god awful. Oh, we discussed that movie. Hi, Meatball. Meatball's poked his head up. But that song's kind of rocking a little bit. She's a good singer. I guess it's really her singing too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And Coyote Shivers wrote this.
Coyote Shivers.
Coyote got
there. Hey, there's a girl. They're there. Girls in the bras.
Where did they get that? Where did they sell the aprons?
Yeah.
And make them wear that?
That you saw them had the orange shirts out.
Yeah, but I thought they were going to wear them.
No, it was to sell.
Oh.
Make money off of them.
Oh, hey. I didn't see the circle of X through. And this guy's running the cash register.
He has no idea what he's doing.
And he even says, does anybody fucking work here?
Yeah, no.
Which, by the way, the
word... Warren's back already.
Yeah. The word fuck.
He just got arrested 20 minutes ago.
The word fuck was with Warren.
With a gun.
Yeah. You think his parents would have got a phone call.
Yeah, what's up with that? I think he busted out.
Yeah.
He must have busted out.
Yeah, it was.
Killed 3 police officers. Yeah, back to work at the store.
They'll never look for me either.
I got my ID. One of us. Google gobble.
Where the fuck that song went?
Oh. Oh, man.
He's like, and here's your money.
Count it twice.
Write the slip twice.
The officer sell it to him.
Cheap.
For the money that's in the bucket, basically.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, he looked down at it and he's like, cheap. Like, that's it.
9,000?
I'm sure that's not it, you know what I mean? But, like, that was kind of the gist you'd get from
it.
But
he didn't have the money. He didn't have...
He doesn't even know how much money is there. He probably knows it could be a bunch of paper in there again.
Well, he knows... Mitchell knows what's supposed to be in there because of the money slip.
Oh, yeah, he knows
Joe knows, you know, yeah.
But...
If you're bringing in $9,000 a day, you know what I mean? What? Why sell that?
So she's up there singing.
You're not doing anything. You said they're doing all the work for you.
She's up there singing in her skirt.
But if you're paying,
tell me you couldn't see up her skirt.
You're paying $7,000 in payroll a day. So.
Well, about $5,000 a day in merchandise and overhead, just, you know, lights.
And you got my candles.
Yeah, curtain pillows.
Button material.
Oh, yeah, button things.
Oh, yeah.
And clippers? I don't know if she came with them.
Hair clippers?
Yeah, no, there's back there.
Hair clippers.
Hey. A lot of overhead there.
A lot of different candles, too.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas lights.
The Christmas lights.
Yeah. Which, you know, they probably have in Delaware.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They celebrate Christmas in Delaware, don't they?
No. It's a pagan state.
Oh, is it? Okay. I didn't know.
So
people with the weird hats there.
They're ending the movie.
Oh, really? Finally?
Shush. But of course, Corey has to go and knock AJ on his ass first.
Hey, we have this outline we did. Are we doing all right?
Are we following it?
I think so.
Neat. Yeah.
We're doing good.
Go us. We rock.
Oh, that's what she says. Is I love you too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose my opportunity.
I've been stupid because this movie's long and we have to fill time.
And he basically...
I'm ready to love you now.
But this is where he says, I'm going to school by you. I accept it, and I'm going to school...
And, oh, they're going to go to school near each other.
Yeah.
Aww.
And then they can be college sweethearts.
And then he's going to cheat on her.
Well, no, then he's going to get a liberal arts degree, and she's going to...
She's going to be a lawyer.
Yeah, she's going to graduate with something good, and he's just going to ride her coattails.
All right, hey, good for him.
Hey, he's got life figured out.
I know all about a liberal arts degree.
That's why I laugh.
They do wonderful things.
And look, right here, where they're, like, talking about how they love each other, the sign comes on.
Yeah.
Oh, the sign runs on love.
Oh, fuck.
The sign runs on the love.
It does. That's the whole thing about this movie. That's the story of it. Story of the sign. How it needs enough love to
run. It's all about the sign and love, man.
If love drives it, then the store's open. This is Gin Blossoms. We opened the show with that song.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was a big hit.
Really?
I guess. It was a bigger hit than the movie, wasn't
it?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what drove it.
I should buy it on iTunes.
No, I wouldn't. No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Why not?
I don't know. Do you like Gin Blossoms?
Yeah.
Okay, they have a song on there.
Okay.
Just heard it.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it on YouTube anytime you want to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But if you're a big Gin Blossoms fan,
I'm huge. Huge.
Hey,
you haven't seen my tattoo? I got a whole back piece.
I own the album.
You're talking about the liquor, right?
Gin?
Yeah. Gin.
Gin.
Yeah. And Blossoms.
Oh, boy.
So the party must be over because everybody's up on the roof.
Yeah. Who's playing now? There's like one song? Two songs, maybe?
Yeah,
they have speakers up on the roof, too? Or is the band still playing? No.
Who's singing, then? It's supposed to be her.
No.
And then how are they a love thing now already? They know each other like 8 hours.
They ask each other out.
They're ready to bang, yeah. They're DTF.
What's that mean?
Down to fuck.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah, they're all dancing.
They all suck at dancing.
They probably brought Joe's boombox up there.
That thing plays over everything, so.
Yeah.
The boombox has little buttons on it.
Leave it alone.
Rooftop. Boom. Entire store. Boom. It hits the button and it plays through that section.
Why wouldn't you just always hit entire store? Fuck it.
Well, I don't know.
Make them listen to what you're listening to.
Because when Rex Manning is there.
So we're wrapping this movie up. Looks like.
Yeah, they're all on the roof. And where's everybody else that was there for
this
party?
Well, look, the sun's coming up, so I'm guessing it's over.
Oh, it's been a long
night.
And
people's lights are coming on in the buildings next to them. And,
oh, wow, yeah, it's been a long night. All right. Bet your neighbors are pissed.
Probably.
Fuck. So, we got our new rating system that we're starting out. We used to do the thumbs up, thumbs down.
And meh.
That's kind of shitty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, But we thought of something new. We came up with this idea. It's similar to a 4-star rating. There's 4 levels. The first, it's kind of like, if you walked through a bar, this movie was on TV, how many beers would you have? Now, first level is a tapper. Second level is a 6-pack. Third level is a case. And fourth level is a keg. So, who do you want to start with? You want to start with,
So keg is great?
Yeah, keg is the best one.
Well, obviously, I'll just start because we all know I'm going with the keg.
I wonder where you're going.
I love the movie. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I'll go case.
Yeah, you do a case with it? Yeah.
Kind of like a half case?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can I do a 12-pack?
That would be a half case.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you like about it?
I don't know. I remember watching it all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, when I was younger in high school and shit. I like it. I don't mind it. You know, there's parts that crack me up.
And there's good music in it.
Yeah.
A lot of good music. In fact, our next episode is the top 5 soundtracks.
Bum, bum, bum.
So that should be interesting based on this movie, because we're trying to think of what to do it with.
Yeah.
And that was kind of tricky. We were thinking something about music we had to do, obviously. And I know this soundtrack was a big deal. And it spawned out a couple of singles, and so we're gonna do that. But it's coming up next. But
so you?
Oh, me? I'll give it a 6-pack. It's okay. It's no Clerks, but it's better than Slacker. But it kind of has that generic. I don't know. Some of the characters, like I said earlier, some of the characters are really kind of just shitty. There's
underdeveloped.
Well, it's not that they're underdeveloped, is that they're just ugly characters that you don't really like. You don't really... That Lucas guy, nothing he says. I just want to slap the fuck out of him every time he talks. You know, and his characters... I don't want to listen... I don't want to see him sit on that couch. Just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, the only guy I related to was Joe.
Yeah, that's... So, Joe's definitely my favorite character.
I mean, some of the other... The younger kids, like Eddie was cool, and then Rusty was okay. The chicks were okay. They were cool.
Really, you just hated Lucas, and you weren't really a fan of AJ.
I didn't like the funeral scene.
Yeah.
I was like, that was kind of dumb, and then... I liked the Rex Manning stuff. That was good. That was funny. I wish they would have kind of built that up to the end and not had the funeral scene and stuff. They would have had, like, more things happen before that, kind of build it up to the whole big Rex Manning, like, climax kind of thing.
Yeah.
That might have been a little more... I don't know.
But then they wouldn't have the party. Or the movie would be, like, way longer.
No, they kick Rex Manning out, and then they have a party. They go up on the roof and fucking dance to the fucking chin blossoms.
And they're all fucking underage, too, aren't they? How are they serving beers?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
But, So that's our ratings, then, huh?
Yeah, that's our ratings, then.
So, you listen to Drunk Film Commentary. Once again, you can reach us at... our email, which is drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
That's Yahoo.
Rate us on iTunes. Give us a good rating there.
Definitely a good one.
Yeah, just say something like, DFC is okay with me.
Yeah. Say that so we know you're there.
And you're not a robot.
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
I've been catfished before.
If you leave a comment, it helps on iTunes. Give it a star rating, it helps a little bit, but if you like actually leave something, some kind of comment... It gives a little boost, I guess.
Huh.
So,
comment, people.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So that about does it for us. For sign off for DFC, this is JTV.
I'm just in time.
I'm Danny.
Take care, guys. Yeah.
episode's over. Go home.